Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, Apple has set its next Apple Watch Activity Challenge for August 27th to, quote, celebrate the beauty of national parks everywhere. Apple Watch users can earn this achievement by completing a walk, a run, a hike, or a wheelchair workout of at least 1 mile. You can do this workout with any application that records health app data. This includes Apple's own Fitness Plus service, as well as a number of other third-party applications and services that integrate with the health application. These Apple Watch activity challenges are meant to promote using the watch for fitness, and they act as a way for Apple to guide users into taking advantage of their Apple Watch's workout features. If you successfully complete the challenge on August 27th, you can unlock a collection of stickers that can be used in iMessage, as well as an exclusive trophy that appears in the activity app on your iPhone. In other news today, we learned last month that Apple was going to start taking a more cautious approach to hiring new staff amid ongoing economic concerns. Now, a report confirms that around 100 Apple recruitment contractors have been laid off in the past week. Apple CEO Tim Cook addressed the reporting of slowing hiring, saying that Apple is facing the realities of the current economic environment. This includes things like higher inflation, which leads to concerns about consumer demand and consumer spending. So with Apple planning to slow down its rate of hiring new employees, they don't need as many contract-based recruiters as they would if they were still increasing their rate of hires. These recruiters were responsible for hiring new employees for Apple, and again, they underscore that a slowdown is underway at the company. The terminated contractors were told they would receive pay and medical benefits for 2 weeks from when they were laid off. The report also points out that Apple has retained some of its contract recruiters, and none of its own employees are affected, with in-house recruitment teams remaining at full strength. There are also no indications that any other layoffs are coming from Apple. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT, the end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. Collide does things differently. Instead of forcing changes on users, Collide notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure and gives them step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. By reaching out to employees via a friendly Slack message and educating them about company policies, Collide can help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. For IT admins, Collide provides a single dashboard that lets you monitor the security of your entire fleet, whether they're running on Mac, Windows, or Linux. That visibility makes it easy to prove your compliance to auditors, customers, and leadership. You can meet your compliance goals by putting users first with Collide. Visit collide.com/9to5macdaily to find out how. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5macdaily. If you follow that link, Collide will also hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt and Collide stickers, just for signing up for a new trial. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Rounding out today, evidence is mounting that Apple will increase the prices of the iPhone 14 Pro and the iPhone 14 Pro Max. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo first suggested this price increase last week, and now Wedbush analyst Daniel Ives says that he expects the price increase to be around $100. In an investor note today, Ives said that Wedbush predicts more consumers than ever will opt for the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max rather than the lower cost alternatives. This is good news for Apple's coveted average selling price metric, particularly if the $100 price increase does come to fruition. Currently, the iPhone 13 Pro starts at $999, while the iPhone 13 Pro Max starts at $1099. So a $100 price increase would raise the 14 Pro starting price to $1099 and the 14 Pro Max to $1199. Ives does note that there is a possibility Apple has some storage upgrades coming to help justify those price increases. Currently, the iPhone 13 Pro lineup starts with 128 gigabytes of storage, and it seems plausible that that could increase to a 256 gigabyte base configuration with the iPhone 14 Pro. So Ives is now the second analyst to predict that the iPhone 14 Pro will be more expensive. Apple is expected to announce the iPhone 14 lineup in less than a month, so we can learn more about pricing and new features when that time comes. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.